And now we come back to this talk between Mr. Joseph Alsop and myself. And one of the first questions that I want to ask you is, you're here in Washington, I'm not, but I get a great many reactions from things that are happening. And I'm wondering if you, from your experience here, have any feeling that because of our fear of communism and because of our great dislike for communism, we are sometimes tempted to do things which threaten our own freedoms and the very things that we are fighting to preserve in democracy.
I agree with you very strongly, Mrs. Roosevelt. It seems to me a monstrous joke. There are a series of simple, practical things to do to preserve our freedoms, such as building an adequate defense. These things have nothing to do with hunts all through the government for some wretched clerk who may have been silly in his youth about the Communist Party. They have nothing to do with all this domestic agitation. They're things that the Senate can vote on and that the country can do without thinking at all about what's called loyalty. And funnily enough, the very people who make all the row in Congress about potential disloyalty in the American government are the same people who generally vote the daily worker line when the issues come up of whether or no we're to do the things that are needed to defend ourselves against Soviet aggression. I regard, of course, we must have reasonable and sensible security precautions in our government. Every sensible government has those. But I regard the tremendous emphasis on the domestic danger as a form of escape, of trying to run away from necessity of doing rather disagreeable and expensive things to guard ourselves against the danger abroad. It's very easy to persuade yourselves that by stamping out the wretched American Communist Party, which don't amount to a hill of beans, you can safeguard yourself against the Soviet Union. When, as a matter of fact, what you've got to do to safeguard yourself against the Soviet Union is put on a tremendous defense effort which is going to demand a considerable measure of self-sacrifice from every American.
I quite agree, and I entirely agree with you that what you've got to do is to put on the tremendous defense effort, and I would go even one step further. I would say that to really be successful with the Soviet Union, you have got to be for democracy with so much conviction that you will do some of the things that seem perhaps just one thing too much to bear. For instance, I think we have to help the world to have bread. I think that's almost essential. And because a great deal of the world can't even think about freedom until they have bread. And we saw that here in our own depression. Now, one of the things seems to me necessary is to talk on the level of the mass of people and not always talk on the level of the intellectual group. Now, I was told of something the other day that I wonder if you have given much thought to in the way of how we get across to people, that in one of the Near Eastern countries, quite a change in feeling has come about towards the Soviets, largely because they indoctrinated a few people in villages and in towns, sent them back to get a group together and give street shows depicting the misery of the people and the answers that the Soviet Union had. Now that, given in villages and all over, is clever propaganda. But I can't see why we can't do really better because we can give proof if we of what we say, and they only have promises.
Well, again, I agree with you fully. And, of course, in the Marshall Plan, we've seen the rule that you've implied work to the full. I remember very well when I went to Europe in the summer and autumn of 1947. The problem then in Europe was bread and nothing else but bread. It was the sense of insecurity that every Frenchman, every Italian had because he didn't know where his own meal and his family's next meal were coming from. And that was going to lead within 9 months, without any question at all, to communist governments in most of the Western European countries, which would have been equivalent for us to losing an enormous war without ever having fought one. And we launched the Marshall Plan, and it administered a decisive defeat to the Soviet Union. I think we ought to boast a little bit more when we
yes,
have a victory
I've
like that.
Yes, I've seen that, because I've been in so many of those countries and seen the seats in their parliaments, and that section is much less today.
And, of course, the same principle of the Marshall Plan can be applied less expensively, in my opinion, in the more primitive countries where, in some respects, the long-range danger is even greater than it was in Western Europe in 1947.